Two key Senate races to watch this year. Senator John Tester told Montanans during a recent debate with his Republican opponent that this is a very important election coming up because Montana values are on the line. Tester is facing high-tech entrepreneur and former Navy SEAL combat veteran Tim Sheehy in November. The two-term Democratic lawmaker from Montana then extolled his home state as a place for traditional American values where your word is your bond and a handshake means something because the truth matters. Tester said Montanans should be able to raise families, develop a work ethic, send their kids to college, and have them able and eager to return to their home state. Another Senate candidate running in a state that is deeply controlled by the opposite party is former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. The Republican is challenging Democrat Angela Alsobrooks, the top elected state-level official. The winner of their general election contest will succeed the retiring Senator Ben Cardin. Tester in Montana and Hogan in Maryland are running in two of the most watched Senate races that could reshape Congress in 2025. That's because, with the Senate presently controlled by a coalition of 47 Democrats and 4 independents, Democrats could lose their majority in the upper chamber of Congress if the GOP manages to flip 2 more seats. Tester is seeking his 4th 6-year term in the Senate, having first been elected in 2006. His 17 years in office make him the 25th most senior member in the upper chamber. He is Montana's lone Democrat elected to a statewide position, as Republicans hold the governorship, the state's other Senate seat, both U.S. House seats, and state legislative majorities. In short, Montana is not the same state that, in the recent past, returned Democrat Senator Max Baucus to Congress 6 times and former Democratic Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield 12 times, from 1953 to 1977. Competitor and Republican candidate Sheehy, who grew up in Minnesota, is making a centerpiece of his campaign what he sees as the huge gulf between Montana values and the Biden-Harris policies that Tester has supported with his votes in the Senate. Montanans want the common sense our country needs, but John Tester actively stands against, including safe streets, secure borders, cheap gas, cops are good and criminals are bad, boys are boys and girls are girls, Sheehy told the Epoch Times. Tester's voting record, which has supported President Joe Biden's policies and programs 95% of the time, according to research by Pollster 538 and published by ABC News, appears to be at odds with his fellow Montanans. 61% of Montana voters disapprove of the job being done by the now-retiring president, according to polling by Race to the White House, a liberal-oriented political survey group headed by a former student of Biden's White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre. With more than 3 months remaining in the 2024 campaign, the Tester-Sheehy race appears to be in a dead heat. The most recent Public Opinion Strategies survey showed each candidate with 46% support. In terms of money raised, Tester has far outraised Sheehy. According to the latest reports, Tester has received $43.7 million in campaign contributions compared to $13.7 million for Sheehy. Tester's success in attracting campaign donors does have some downsides, however. The July 25 national fundraising appeal from the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, for example, featured incumbent Senators Jackie Rosen of Nevada, Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, and Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, plus Representative Ruben Gallego, who is seeking to succeed Senator Kyrsten Sinema. There was no mention of Tester in the appeal that described the 4 Democrats as being in neck-to-neck races. His supporters say that absence indicates Washington Democratic strategists aren't worried, while Sheehy's advocates suggest those strategists see Tester heading for big trouble on Election Day. In any case, the next DSCC email fundraising appeal on July 28 added Tester to the group of incumbent Democrats facing tough re-election contests. Prominently featured in the appeal was former President Barack Obama, the party's most prolific fundraiser. The Epoch Times has repeatedly sought comment from Tester's Montana campaign and from his Washington office. A Republican in deep blue Maryland. As strongly Republican as Montana is, Hogan faces in Maryland one of the nation's most deeply entrenched Democratic machines. There are no Republicans elected statewide, and only one, Representative Andy Harris, representing a congressional district. Both chambers of the state assembly in Annapolis have veto-proof Democratic majorities. The last time Maryland sent a Republican to the Senate was in 1980 when President Jimmy Carter was in office and Senator Charles Mathias won his third and final term. Hogan, however, won election as Maryland's chief executive twice, in 2014 and 2018. He was first elected largely on a promise to cut Maryland's heavy tax load, and managed to persuade the heavily Democratic state legislature to accept his reductions. A serious bout with a life-threatening cancer in 2015 hobbled his agenda. He is fully recovered from the cancer. Hogan has remained popular among Maryland voters and even considered making a run for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination as a moderate alternative to former President Donald Trump. After opting out of that contest, Hogan easily won the GOP Senate nomination. Hogan's opponent is a new Democrat face on the national political scene, Angela Alsobrooks, who is currently the county executive of Maryland's Prince George's County, a close-in Washington, D.C. suburb. Alsobrooks is a progressive liberal who is making her first statewide campaign for office. She won her party's nomination despite being outspent 10-1 by Representative David Trone. Polling conducted just before Alsobrooks defeated Trone in the Democratic primary saw Hogan leading both of his then-prospective opponents. But that changed dramatically after Alsobrooks secured her party's nomination. The most recent survey by Public Policy Polling showed the Democrat with a 9-point lead. The PPP analysis described Hogan as having to hope he can overcome Maryland political history. Much has been made of Hogan's popularity in the state, but Alsobrooks actually has a net favorability rating 10 points better than his PPP, which lists only Democrat clients on its website, said. Alsobrooks' biggest advantage over Hogan may well be Trump. Hogan has resolutely refused to support the former president since before the 2016 election. Even so, Trump endorsed Hogan on June 13. President Joe Biden led Trump by 26 points in Maryland in the same PPP survey released a few weeks before the political upheaval that prompted the incumbent's decision to withdraw from his re-election effort. But Trump has significant support in the Eastern Shore counties that make up the state's lone Republican-held congressional district. Hogan said he expects a very tough race because we are arguably the bluest state in the country, noting that Trump lost Maryland by more than 30 points in both 2016 and 2020. He said he has not spoken with the GOP presidential nominee, but he acknowledged being surprised by the former president's unsolicited endorsement. In order to win Maryland, usually if you are a Republican you have to win nearly all of the independents and a third of the Democrats, and that's what I've done twice, Hogan said. The Epoch Times repeatedly requested comment from Alsobrooks' campaign media office, but none was offered.